Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Maiden is an inspirational documentary film about Tracy Edwards, who led the first all-female crew on the yacht Maiden to compete in the 1989-1990 Whitbread Round the World Race. The film Maiden is astonishing in many ways. The self-realization of the women about their own strengths and weaknesses, the grueling nature of the race itself, and the sexist treatment of the crew of women some 30 years ago. The yacht Maiden competed in Division D and won two legs of the six-leg race. Tracy Edwards was named Yachtsman of the Year by the Whitbread Round the World Race, the first female to be so chosen. Tracy Edwards was awarded a Most Excellent Order of the British Empire, an MBE. The documentary film backstories Tracy Edwards' life, including the death of her beloved father when she was only 10. Tracy Edwards fled the household as a teen and lived in Greece, where she became a bartender. She got interested in boating and learned the ropes. Tracy Edwards became a cook on a yacht that raced in the Whitbread Race. Edwards yearned to skipper a crew of females to compete in the Whitbread Race. At age 24, Tracy Edwards put together a crew of 12 women with considerable experience. However, it would have cost an estimated $6 million to buy a competitive yacht. Edwards, unable to raise the money to buy a new yacht, bought a used yacht. She and her crew refurbished the yacht. It was still difficult to secure sponsors. A previous chance encounter with King Hussein of Jordan led to Hussein's sponsorship of the yacht Maiden. The documentary film Maiden tells the story of Tracy Edwards in a fascinating, entertaining, and sometimes provocative manner. The film's images are a mix of television reporting and interview footage, very grainy footage of Tracy Edwards' family, home movies, and of the Maiden and other yachts during the Whitbread Race, and contemporary one-camera interview footage of Edwards, her crew members of other yachts in the Whitbread Race, and of journalists who reported on the Whitbread Race. The moviegoer travels around the world with Tracy Edwards and her crew, from the 33,000 nautical miles races start in Southampton, England, to Punta del Este, Uruguay, Punta del Este to Fremantle, Australia, Fremantle to Auckland, Auckland back to Punta del Este, Punta del Este to Fort Lauderdale, and Fort Lauderdale, Florida, back to Southampton. The film's footage of the race, as well as interviews with the crew, clearly depict how dangerous the Whitbread Race was and is. Monstrous waves tossed the Maiden yacht about, almost as if it was a surfboard plunging up and down walls of water. A young Tracy Edwards says of her goal and voyage and competition in the race, "It was just something I had to do." The criticism and doubt that she and her crew faced was unfortunately emblematic of the sexism, misogyny, and gender inequality typical of the era when the Maiden made her voyage. Maiden director Alex Holmes, who directed Stop at Nothing, The Lance Armstrong Story, has created a stunning documentary film, one of the best documentary films of 2019, and a year of outstanding documentary films. Look for an Oscar documentary film nomination for Maiden. Don't miss this Maiden Voyage. Maiden is MPAA rated PG for language, thematic elements, some suggestive content, and brief smoking images. Opening September 6 are It, Chapter 2. Andy Muschietti directs Jessica Chastain, James McAvoy, and Bill Hader in the horror film sequel. Members of the Losers Club have grown up and moved away 27 years after their first encounter with Pennywise. And then the phone rings. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.